Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Omid Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we're in the middle of Simen Kuf Nun Tes, which deals with the Halachos and Atilas Yadayim, and we're in the middle of Siv Zayin. We discussed at the end of yesterday's share that if a person inserts his hand into a pipe with water, Einan Taharos, that isn't good for Tfilas Yadayim, because those waters are considered she'uvim, they're considered drawn waters. So we begin in the Mechaber, in the middle of Siv Zayin, the very top of the Omud, Nun Omud Beis, this third word. Bahani Mili, when is this true that you can't dip your hands into a pipe flowing with water, an open pipe that has water inside of it? We said you're not allowed to go and put your hands in that for Tvilas Yodayim. Hani Mili Bidola Sheshofech Venosin Latoch Hatzino Atzmo. That's if the water was originally picked up in a bucket, which made it Mayim Shuvim, and you poured it into this pipe. So this pipe now has in it water that is called She'uvim, and by inserting your hands into this open pipe and immersing your hand in there, that is not called an appropriate Netilos Yodayim. However, Avolim Nosein Osom, if the person who picked up the bucket poured the water not directly into the pipe, he poured it chutz letzino, he poured it outside of the pipe, umamshich oso letzino, and then the water traveled from the ground where you poured it into the pipe, and then the hit bilbo yodav, he would then go and immerse his hands inside the water in the pipe, this is now a good tvilas yodayim, and the hands would become clean, tahoros, because this is a din of deshuvim, water that was drawn, shimshichu, that was drawn over into a pipe, kishera, that is considered kishera for tvila of netilas yodayim. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Mem explains, Vishir ha-hamshocha, the amount that you have to have over here of the water going from the floor into the pipe, she is batel shem she'uvim ha'idei zeh hu'shlosha tvachim. The distance had to be, in order to no longer have it be called mayim shuvim, is that the water traveled the distance of at least 3 tvachim. Again, a tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches, so you're talking about somewhere a little bit less than a foot. And this is based upon the Prima Gadim in Yeridea. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, "Umach masatzinor atzmo, the pipe itself, lo havi shuvim, the water in the pipe itself, the pipe doesn't have the status of being she'uvim by being in the pipe. The mayri shalohu olav shem kli, because the pipe doesn't have the status of being a kli. For example, kigon shalonasu bo dalit sofus lekabel besocho, it doesn't have a lip around it on all sides that could hold the water. Dilo yatzinor atzmo kli, because if the pipe itself was a kli, lo mahani hamshocha, then hamshocha into such a kli would not be good. The ha-she'uvim hei machmas zehatzino gufa, because then the pipe itself would return it to being the status of a mayim she'uvim. Vein shayach shom tefila klal, and then you can't do tefilas yodayim into water that is she'uvim, that is drawn. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Mem Aleph writes, shehim shichuha, the mechaber had said that you had the water on the ground went through hamshocha, it traveled to the tzinar. Even though for immersing the entire body and saying that this is now a kosher mikvah, that would not be good. When you're dealing with the entire body of water that you'd be immersing in, the entire mikvah coming from mayim shuvim, albeit it was removed from the status of being mayim shuvim through this hamshocha process, that wouldn't work for a mikvah, as the Gemara in Yeridea, the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea tells us. However, for Netilas Yadayim, which is the Netila de Rabbanon, which is only a din de Rabbanon, some chulahokel adasa matirim sham. One can rely upon this more lenient opinion that is brought down over there for a din de Rabbanon, but for a tvila de Araisa, that wouldn't be acceptable. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Mem Beis writes that it is good, this tvila in this situation, v'davka sheyesh bo arbam saw, but you need to have, based upon the Marshal and the El Yoraba, at least 40 saw total of water in this pipe. Even though there is an opinion that we'll see later on in Sif Yudal, it says you don't need 40 saw. Here, however, this whole din of the hamshoch over here is a kula itself, in that all of the water is mayim shuvim originally. And therefore, we don't make a kula on top of a kula. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, you have to have the water being stayed. You can't have the water over here continuing to flow. It must be no longer flowing, not zochalin. So what should you do? You have to stop up the end of the pipe. The water has to be able to collect over there and not be moving, so you have to stop up the end of the pipe, and then the water will collect over there, and you'll have 40 saw altogether, and you can dip your hands into this, even though you don't have a kli to wash netilas yodayim. Here you can do tevilas yodayim, and it would be acceptable. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, somebody picks up water in a bucket, and he pours it into a ditch, into a charitz. If the kli, this bucket that you're using, actually has holes in it on its back end, on the bottom end. And these holes are bekone smashka, which we spoke about a few days ago, that the hole is big enough that water can enter through this hole into the kli, and of course it will exit because that's a smaller hole. Uba'ot she'shofech derech pivlat zinor, mekaleach me'achorov li'or. So imagine what you're doing over here. You're taking this bucket, which has a hole in the bottom, and when you're filling it up, and you're going to now pour it, so essentially the water is flowing out one side in the front, and it's also falling out, draining out on the other side. So this establishes a connection still to the Yaor, to the river that you're taking the water from. So what you have basically over here is a system via which the water in the charitz is halachically connected through the stream of the water flowing from the bucket into it, as well as the water that's flowing back into the stream coming out of the hole at the bottom of the bucket. So you basically have a connectivity over here that allows you to immerse your hands in the charitz water. It's considered halachically connected to the river water. Therefore, the Mechaber says, "Mat babos yadayim." You can do tefillas yadayim over here, utahoros, and it would be toho. Your hands will become tohoros because the chashivi kilu hit bilbayor. It's halachically considered like you immersed your hands in the river, because denitzok ze, this flow of water, mechaber hakli layor, the chashivi mayim shebetzinam bechubar lemeimei ayor. And the water over here in this ditch or in the pipe is halachically considered connected through the flows that are flowing from the top of the kli and from the bottom of the kli as one big connectivity over here. Even though to immerse your entire body in this over here, that wouldn't be considered a valid connection. However, for this din of Netilas Yadayim, which is in the Rabbanon, it is a valid, acceptable connection. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Gimel explains, L'toch ha-charetz, Rosh Hashanah Mesoch ha-charetz Shalatzinar. It's talking about not in the ditch in the ground, it's talking about the hole of the pipe. So in this situation, Sifkat Mem Dalet, and the hole in the bucket, that as at the bottom of the bucket is bekonis mashka, which we've already explained. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Mor leel b'sif aleph kishemotzi tif achar tif konis mashku." If it drips out, that means it's dripping out, drop, 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 drop. So that means the water could enter it. By definition, it's also large enough that water could enter into such a kli. V'yesh rotzim lomar the bekansok shia gadol kitzah shia nirak kiluach. Someone suggests it has to be big enough that you could actually see it really dripping out significantly enough so, and then in this situation, in this situation, you can say that this kiluach, this flow, is a connectivity between the river and the bucket. Then he says, look in the Beis Yosef at the beginning of the Simen, in the name of the Marik, that this size, that the size of these holes is the size of a lentil. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Hei writes, Mechaber Kli Lior, this connectivity over here works to connect the river to the bucket to the pipe. The same thing would apply if a person's on a boat. He can't reach down to go put his hands directly into the water. He doesn't have a utensil that he can go draw the water up and pour it on his hands. He only has a kli that has holes in it, and these holes are kikoni smashka, are significantly large enough that water can enter through these holes into the kli, like we just said, let's say the size of a lentil. So dola bo min hayam, you can go and insert the bucket into the water, umato yodobo, and then go and pour your hands, put your hands into, bitovo your hands into this bucket. Shemei akli michubarim lemei hayam, ayidei shamayim notvim derech hanekev, because you have the connectivity over here between the bucket and the river that is allowing you to do tvila over here in the bucket. You can't reach the river, but you can reach the bucket, and this way you're doing a valid tvila as you're dying. Footnote number 47 has a very interesting scenario. What happens is the water in this ocean, let's say, is too salty and it's not able to be royal achilas kelev. So therefore, you can't do netilas yadayim with such water. So he brings down from Dain Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, Shelechora mashma midvarv, shenotel av below lahartichon. It would imply over here that if you had a kli, from his language over here, if you had a kli that didn't have a hole in it, you could just draw up the water and go pour it on your hands, even without boiling out the salt, so to say, without desalinating it. Even though we're going to learn in an upcoming Shirin Simon Kuf Samach Siftes Shemayim Shenum Ruin Lishtias Hakelev Kisherim Rak Lame Mikvah Lutvila, that water that is not able to be drunk by a dog, it is only good for immersing your entire body into it if it's a mikvah, v'lol netilas yadayim, but not good for pouring it on your hands for netilas yadayim. So therefore, Dayan Weiss says, tzorech lomar shekivon shiacholim lahar ticham ulachshirim, since you could desalinate the water and make it potable, harehim ksherim. So even though you didn't do it, it is still kosher. However, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah over there in the name of the Radvaz. Shemei Hayom Ksheirim Lenatila Davka Sheretichu. So there he seems to suggest it's only if you actually desalinated it. The Chazul Yos Rum Lishdias Kelev, and it's now capable of being drunk by a dog. Therefore, the kach kosev a minchas yitzchak sheish levar shekavanas a mishnah bura b'meshek kosev ve'ein lo kli shalem. When he says over here that he doesn't have a kli, and that's why you're allowed to use the tefillah over here through this kli that has the holes at the bottom, it's talking about that if you did have a kli, you could use the kli, but you'd have to go and desalinate it. You'd have to yartichem, burn it off, kidi lachshirim l'netilah, to make it kosher over here for netilah sedayim. It has to be ruya l'achilas kelev. However, he brings down, if you're not able to do those, and you do have a kli that doesn't have holes in it, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down that you should wash your hands in such water, but don't make a bracha on it. And as well, make sure you don't touch the bread, wrap something around your hand that you don't touch the bread that you're eating, and this way you're yotzi no matter what. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Memvav writes that in regards to tefillas yadayim, we said it's okay, but in regards to a tefillah, it would not be good. The nitzok enu chibur shom klal, because in regards to a mikvah, this flow is not considered an adequate enough flow. V'gamba ofen the mahani shom eruv l'chaber amayim, hu b'shir god ov alayi di nitzok dakazeh. And there, in order to have a mikvah connected over here by a flow, it's a much, much larger flow and not such a limited little flow through the holes as we have over here. So for din d'rabbanan of tefillas yadayim will accept it, but not for the din d'araisa. Now we go back to the Mechaber. He now brings down v'yesh cholkim b'zeh. He brings down an opinion from the Rif and the Rambam that they disagree with this. V'omrim degam l'netilas yadayim lo choshev chibor. Even for netilas yadayim, this lenient din d'rabbanan relative to the din d'araisa of a tefillah, they still say it's no good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Mem Zayin explains the Marshal Hiskim Kadeazu, the Marshal agrees with this opinion. Mikol Makum, nevertheless, Bishas Adchak, under extenuating circumstances, Yesh Lismoch Al Das Mekilim, you can rely upon the Mekil opinion that's first brought down by the Mechaber, because Du Das Rova Poskim, this is in fact the opinion of many Poskim. Vim Tova Yodava Yedei Hechshir Chibur Anitzok, if you did this, you relied upon the more makel opinion of the Mechaber in the first opinion, and then subsequently, then you could wash your hands regularly and properly. So wash your hands again. However, lo yivarach l'netilah shnia, don't make a bracha on this netila, because the whole rov poskim, according to most, the majority of the poskim, you actually were yotzei, yotzei kidei netila with the first washing the tefillah that you did. So therefore, you're only doing this l'chumra, and therefore you can't make a bracha on it. He brings us down the name of the Al Yerabba. Then he continues, V'konim ha-chalulim, if you have some hollow reeds, ha-mekalchim maimin ar, that are taking water from the river, im-hiniach yodav tachas ha-kiluach lo-hinatil, if you put your hands directly where the water is flowing out of these pipes, these hollow reeds, that's not called netilas yodayim. The afla sovim b'simches, lo-boy koach gavra, even if you want to say that you don't need koach gavra, a person to actually do this, nevertheless, possum shum de'en kan kli, because this wouldn't be a good netila, because the pipes aren't considered a kli, the reeds, hollow reeds aren't considered a kli. Da'konim eno kelim, the reeds aren't considered kelim. She'en bohem beis kibble, because they're not having a receptacle area. You need, in order to be a kli, you have to have a beis kibble, a receptacle area. And likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can't go and be tovel your hands in something called berer kastin. This berer kastin, in the Targum, in footnote number one at the bottom of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, says this is tsinor hamchubali argaz. This is some sort of a pipe connected to a barrel. Shayodo nimshochem elov mayim inor. And this brings the water from the river to the barrel. So you can't go and be tovel your hands over here in these pipes, or ometzvim that are around it. Because you're talking here about where the flow wasn't continuous over here into these reeds. But if it's a continuous flow from the river, in if you wanted to go and insert your hands into the kastin, that's the barrel, the Targum over here says, that's the actual barrel the water is flowing from, so then it is considered a connectivity over here between the river and the barrel. This would be good according to everybody, even the opinion that it's cholik on this would say it's good over here. The nitzok rochov, because yeah, this is not a little trickle of a flow through holes in the bottom of a bucket. There's a real connectivity over here with a real flow. The kuliyama hevichibur. Everybody would agree that this is a valid connection. Hevichilu matbil bayar. And this is no different than if you actually immersed your hands in the river, which would be perfectly good. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, kosu achronim she'en li toyodav min haplump. The achronim bring down that you're not allowed to go and directly put your hands underneath the pump. The plump over here in Targum number 3 says the masheva, which means the pump. The fi sheinu kli, because the pump isn't having the status of a kli as well. And that's no different than if you just pour water on your hands directly without a kli. That's only if you have your hands high up in the air, right where the water is flowing out of this pump. However, you can't put one hand on the near to the ground, and the second hand, the other shnei, yimshocha plump all the olav ha'mayim. You guide the water from the pump over here to flow onto your hand with your other hand. Then switch it around, left hand to the right hand, what you did the first time, now do right hand to the left hand. Or somebody else can go direct the water from the pump onto your hand. Umahane calls that. This does work, mishum denitzo klibor havi, because this water coming out of the pump is a connectivity to the original river. Vavikilu tovu b'mayin atzvon, it's no different than here if you're actually immersing your hands in the river itself. However, avol, but if your hands are too high up and not near the ground, this wouldn't be called a good netilah shadayim, because mishum dehevi ketovil bekeepin. Because here it would be like you're doing a tefillah in a wave, and in a wave it's no good. It has to be on the ground. When your hands are near the ground, so it's considered that it's on the ground, it's not considered a wave anymore, and the connectivity between the flow coming out of the pump all the way through the pipes, all the way back to the river, allows this to be a tefillah shadayim that is appropriate. We go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagah, ein li to yodah mi osu avonim hakfuyim lakoso." Do not go and do netilas yadayim from stones that are attached to the wall that somehow have a base kibble in them. Somebody made them vaosulim base kibble ubarz, and they put a spigot into this rock that they hollowed out, and it collects rainwater. Avolim hayu kli tchila, but if originally was a kli, and then chibum lakoso, and then you put it into the wall, then note the mimena, then you would be able to take this spigot, open it up, and wash your hands from such a kli. That would be perfectly good. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Memches explains that the stones are kfum in the wall. The netilas yadayim kli boinim. Netilas yadayim has to be from a kli, and these stones kivim shem kfuim bakoso, since they are physically attached as part of the wall. Hari in kikoso, they have the halachic status of being like the wall. Vein shem kli alei, and they don't have the name or the status of a kli. Alpha pish also in base kibble. Even though you made a base kibble, so there's a hole in this stone, nevertheless, it's not called a kli. Ayin in the Prima Gadam, he says, Shemetzadi Lomar, who adds, the davko li tomin habar zoderech netila, only to put the spigot in there and have the water flow out onto your hands, that would be no good. However, avo litvol besochon, if it's has enough water inside of it, im yesh b'em arboim saw, then yesh lahachshir mitam tevila, the mutar b'arboim saw, then one would be allowed to immerse his hand, that this hole in the wall over here, this rock, was large enough that it had 40 saw in it, so then you could immerse your hands in this, and that would be perfectly good, as we will explain in the comments if you doubt it. And you're not called over here immersing hands in a kli, which is no good, because it's not a kli. You can't have it both ways. It can't be a kli when it comes to the tefillah, and it can't be not a kli when it comes to netilah. So it's not considered a kli, therefore tefillah is good. However, he brings down, but you should be careful out here that this is only good for rainwater. But if you poured water in over there, that would not be good, as will be explained over there in Sif Tes Zayin and the Bir Halacha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Memtes writes that if it was a kli originally and then you attached it to the wall, that would be good. Hatam, why? Kivin shoya aleim shem kli tchila betolosh. Since originally it was not connected to the wall, it had the status of a kli. Now that you attach it to the wall, it's still choshev netila bechli. It still has the status of a kli. If you have a spigot at the bottom and you let the water pour out onto your hands, it would be perfectly good. Note l'mimenu, Sivkat Mem Nun, the Mishnah Berurah says it's perfectly good. Rotz lomar, derech barza, that you have to do this through the spigot or the hole at the bottom, shemesir b'chol shvichu shvichu, that you open up and close for every single time that you're pouring it out on your hands. T'choshev ayidei zeh koach gavra, because each time you open and close it, it's called koach gavra, kimoshi yizbar b'sov siv tes, as we learn in Mir Tzashem in tomorrow's shir. This leads to a very fascinating halach l'maisa discussion. In Deer Shoe footnote number 52, would one be allowed to open and close a faucet today, and would that be considered koach gavra as well? So he brings down essentially from many poskim that this would not be acceptable. Unfortunately, the way our water flows is actually quite different, and the Piskei Tshuvos as well in Os Yotes says the same things, that our systems are different. The water collects along the pipes at various stop points or collection points and filters, so there's no kiluach over here all the way back from the original reservoir, and therefore opening and closing the barza, the faucet, even though that would sound like it could be koach gavra, that's not considered koach gavra over here. The water is not acceptable in this situation. Under very extenuating circumstances, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weizatzal, brings down that it might be acceptable under very specific extenuating circumstances. It should only be relied upon b'shas hadchak, ayin shom in footnote 52 for the details. He happens to be the shloshim for my mom, Harini Kaporis Mishkova, Chana Bas Meir Avram, this shir, and all the shirim that we're giving are Lili Nishmasa. Thank you very much for listening. That concludes today's shir.